Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to the Hacker Hotel 2025 batch talk with the team Banana for Scale. So, last year at the previous event, I got a challenge from Renze. Batch.team was going to be very busy again with the Y2025 batch. And they didn't have any time to work on a batch for Hacker Hotel. So Renze came to me with like, I have this really great idea, but I don't have the time to make it. But you're good with badges, and you already did one in 2023, and that was a great success. So, here's the idea. Can you just make it happen? I kind of forgot how much work making a badge was. The idea was good, so yeah, I said yes. And Emilie got put into a group chat with Jay and Nicolette. And then Renze said, okay, bye, have fun. A year later, I'm here. So, some design requirements. We wanted to make a banana that shoots. So we had to have infrared communication. No lasers, because shooting somebody's eye out with a laser is not really a good idea. We needed some kind of trigger. A better battery, because the previous iteration of my batch I used a coin cell, and I had to pull a lot of tricks to make that work. It kind of worked, but not really that great. Thinking about, do I still want to use the same microcontroller or use something else? Briefly played with the idea to use a really cheap microcontroller to do this, just because of the challenge. There was some inspiration from the Friedkamp batch that did something similar. They made a laser blaster, did all kinds of work to make that happen, and I took a lot of inspiration out of that, like how did they build that? So, first step, making a pre-prototype. Just trying things, see what sticks, what doesn't stick. I already had my own dev board for the RP2040. It's shipped from Raspberry Pi. That's a really great microcontroller, and the same one I used for the previous batch. And I made little add-on boards, one with the trigger I wanted to use, an infrared LED and receiver, some other bits and bobs, and got to try it and got it to work. Enough to say, like, okay, I can continue this project. I also made a battery circuit. I just copied one from 2024, so I couldn't use a lithium-ion battery. And that also worked. I only had a little trouble with the infrared LED. One of the things was that I wanted to use a SMD LED that you can just have assembled by a manufacturer. But I quickly found out that I had the same problem as the CAD batch, where I just flipped around the LED and I couldn't really get it to work. And okay, I will just use a 5mm LED and we'll sweatshop these LEDs on later. I also had some more trouble. Like, I couldn't get farther than like this, a meter, and I couldn't figure out why. I used like lower values of resistors, higher power, that sort of weird stuff. And then I hang a logic analyzer on it, and I saw like, okay, I'm instead of doing a nice square wave with 50%, 50%, I'm doing 99.0%, so the decoding doesn't work. Or at least it kind of worked, but not really. So I changed that, and suddenly I could get to 10 meters, like the one you're seeing now. So with these problems solved, I could think about the prototype. Slight snag, Raspberry Pi suddenly released a new chip. Like, okay, am I going to use this new chip? Because it's really cool. It has some security features. It has more memory. And it's fancy and new. But it also had some downsides. Like, you needed to work on the power circuit a bit more to make it work. You couldn't get them at JLC PCB to get them assembled, so you had to do them yourself. I had to email about samples. I might have made it work, but the RP2040 is still available. It will be available for like a decade to come, and I know how it works. So I still went with that. Later emailed Raspberry Pi with about the same reasoning, and they said, okay, we'll send you 500. This is also the first prototype I made where I just kind of in the right place put all the components, but it's still kind of random. Like, the USB connector is on top, the RGB LEDs aren't nicely aligned. But this was really important to see if it would actually work as a banana, and is the trigger mechanism nice? Do we need to change things like that? So this was a quite important step to make that work. Also, to put a pin on that, you see on this photograph that I got these PCBs like in this square. Later we will see how that was solved in production. So, prototype 2. Banana for scale. Moved the USB connector. It was nicer to have it on the little stem here. That did mean that I had to make a really long trace for the USB. So with help from Ransbach, I over there, there were some tweaks made and also lots of other small improvements on the PCB design just to make it a little bit nicer and better producible. So thanks for that. There was one small issue. Like, this is also prototype 2, and I hope this works. But no, I'm not hearing it. It makes sound. You don't see a speaker on there, so it shouldn't make sound. What happened? So I put a small protection diode, because you put a really long trace on there, it acts as an antenna. You don't want to prevent that if you rub it against static clothing, it will damage it. And those are little diodes. They will block the voltage from going high to low. If you just plug in your USB, that assumption holds. That's great. But there is also a really nice feature that if you plug in your badge into USB, it will turn on. And that works with the bottom circuit. So what happens is that it got reverse power through those tiny diodes. So it got just enough voltage on the switch that's turning your badge on and off. And it rapidly just starts turning off and on. So, and that makes a buzzing sound. To fix that, I had to borge the prototype 2 to see, okay, did all the other changes work? So I had to fiddle around with the small pieces of wire to make that work. Production. Again, like all of our badges, we have these made by Allnet with our contact person Norbert, which was just great again, just great communication, thinking about all kinds of stuff. So you saw the earlier thing where we got this large square of the prototype, and What they did was they fully routed it and then made a template to put it in there. So the PCBs were put in this this jig and then pick and placed, and then these things all went through the oven. So this was a really nice solution because the this prototype has all kinds of sharp edges, and this one is nice and round, and you're not snagging it on clothes or just injuring yourself. What he also did was I provided test firmware, so all the badges were tested in China. My previous attempt at the badge, we had an issue with the flash that took 2 weeks to solve. And it was nice to this time know that, okay, everything works, so we can just send them out. And I got them right after Christmas, all of the badges. So really in time before Chinese New Year. So some other stuff, because you don't cannot just deliver a badge, you also need to have a lanyard. And stickers, also very important. So for the lanyard design, Nicolette just gave us a website with like thousands and thousands and thousands of these little fruit stickers. So and we went in an afternoon, we went through them all, just threw out the ones that said Chiquita and Doll and stuff that get a suit if we put it on there, and picked out the really nice ones and made a design that for the lanyard with all these fruit stickers on there. I did have some issues with suppliers. The first one where I ordered my key cords just didn't send an order confirmation, didn't respond to my emails until I sent an email like, okay, I ordered somewhere else. I would like to cancel my order. Suddenly they were really fast with replying. I don't know why. The second one did reply to my emails. The system was a bit wonky, but I got my lanyards on time, so I'm basically happy. What he also made was a sticker sheet with all kinds of memes on there. I said to Jay, the designer also of the graphic design of the badge, like, okay, have fun. The only requirement we have is that we have to need a little sticker that's Chiquita inspired with Dimitri approved. That was the only requirement. So he was really happy with that. Then we had to do sweatshops. So the decision I made earlier about that LED meant that we had to do a sweatshop soldering on all the LEDs, which went really well. Like in an afternoon, we was soldered on all the LEDs. I made the photograph in the middle. You see all those green things that were jigs where we put in like 10 bananas each, so we can just pass them along. And that was a really great help. And in the second sweatshop, we flashed them, put in the key cords in the bag. And the bags you've seen are like these nice groente and fruit bags. Also great help there was a little script that Ondertekende made, where we could just plug in the badge, it automatically flashed it, and then could continue just on the spot there, because that saved a lot of time. Now, some sponsors. Access42, as the main sponsor of the event, also did a big contribution to the badge. Stegen Electronics helped sponsor this badge, and Raspberry Pi gave us the 500 RP2040s. Also a special mention again to our supplier, Allnet China, because they were a really great help in making this project happen. Then I also need to credit some people. Well, I did the hardware design and project management. Jay did the design of the graphic design of the badge and did all the stickers. Nicolette did the lanyard. Jeff, who's over there, did help with firmware. Tom ordered the batteries, which was also like, okay, Tom, I need batteries. And then suddenly I got just on out the new. So I got this box delivered, that handed to me, like, which was like 6 kilos of lithium. Not really the fireworks I had in mind. But, Renze for the original idea. Ransbach for helping me with the USB traces and the hardware tweaks, and everybody at Pixelbar who helped with the sweatshop. So, we have this is almost the same slide as last time. I forgot how much work a badge is, and I would like to not do this next year. Not making promises after that, but we'll see.
See you next week.
And it's also became for Hacker Hotel a bit of a tradition to have a different team do the badge each year. I heard that badge team has some ideas for the next badge. And what I also want to give to you is like, okay, if you think it's a bit intimidating to do a badge, but still want to have a go at it, try to make an add-on like this one, just to get a feeling of what you need to do to make something in a bit larger series, where you don't really have the risk of, okay, I need to have this done at the event. So, now you have the badge, but like previous events, some you think, well, I can just leave it on the shelf and do nothing with it. But here are some ideas, making a TV beacon out of it, which is the obvious answer. You can also go to the Action, where they have these really nice RGB gaming lights that all have this infrared remote control that you can play with. And because the badge is running CircuitPython, you can just completely modify it, and you can find resources on that on the Adafruit website. If you completely wiped out your badge or something, you can find the original code at anishidora.no. And that was my batch talk. How are we doing for time? 20 minutes, nice. I see a question over there.
Thanks for the great talk, and I really love the badge and the idea and all the design. I wanted to ask, what is roughly the price for one badge? If you don't think about sponsoring, just the materials.
The PCB itself for total was 3K for 500. So it's about €6 a badge. And then you need a lithium battery, and that's about €2.
Around 8 to 10 euros per badge.
Yes.
Thanks.
The entire budget for the project was 5K.
Nice one.
And you stayed within budget. Thank you so much.
I did hear a rumor that you still need to have an invoice, but you need to look at... Any other questions? Yes? Over there?
So you talked about the tooling that Allnet had made for the batch. How did the tooling work? That's still not completely clear to me.
I can kind of show it. So I hope it will fit with all the stuff on there. But it will just fit in there, and it will lay flat, and then you could do the pick-and-place stuff. And then you can just feed this whole jig through the soldering oven.
Oh, and through the pick-and-place machine, because it can't be any larger to fit more bananas in just a giant square PCB.
I'm not quite sure why they picked this size. This is something that I will send to Norbert, like, okay, I'm seeing that you made all these fully routed PCBs, but aren't you getting weird issues? And then he sent me, like, oh, we made this jig, and I just asked for them, and they send it to me because I find it quite interesting that they made this. And it's a nice artifact of the production process.
Thank you.
What does the text on the battery mean? It says holds heat.
I have no idea, because I didn't give any instructions to Tom what to put in there, and the manufacturer just put something on there.
What was the question,
sir? So what the text on the battery is, because...
So you, with this manufacturer, you get to decide what text to put on there. So if you want to have some ASCII art, that's perfectly fine for them as well. Normally, we put the size of the battery, so that's the long number you see. It says 2 characters for width, 2 characters for thickness, and 2 characters for the other dimension. We usually put the capacity of the battery on there. On this one, you'll see that it says... LIHV, lithium high voltage. That's because this one can actually not catch fire when you charge it to 4.4 volts instead of 4.2. And that gives it a tiny bit extra capacity for a small size. So we put that on there for anyone who wants to play around with it. You can also charge it to the normal 4.2 volts, so it's perfectly compatible with anything else you might have.
Which is also what we're doing on the batch, because I heard later, before when I ordered all these batches, that you could charge them more.
Right. And then there's one joke on there at the top. It says something like, has heat? Or something.
Holds heat.
Holds heat. There we go. So this is an insider joke we always do on batteries. We put some nonsense there for which the acronym is the acronym of the event it's for. So HH for Hacker Hotel. And there's one other Easter egg that I will not spoil on there.
Okay. I will get it out of you.
Other questions? Yes?
How about the M1 on the PCB? Was it supposed to be a motor or something?
It was supposed to be a motor, but soldering it was so... it was a bit cumbersome and not really doable to do in a sweatshop, so I just left it out. I did make one version for Peter... That does have it, and added a bit of code to make use of it.
Okay.
Well spotted. Any other questions? Yes, all the way in the back.
I heard something about God mode. What does that do?
He. Just answer the question, Jeff.
There's no God mode.
Good question.
No,
mode at Hacker Hotel, but there's no Hacker Hotel.
Yeah, exactly. No, I accidentally programmed a God mode on it, and then I was like, I only have to comment out 2 lines of code to have the ability to not die and to have unlimited shots. So I did that. There are, by the way, there are multiple people that have it, and I'm not going to spoil that.
One of the things we did was just not completely lock the code down, so you can just insert it into your computer and just edit everything about the batch. So you could just have changed it completely and have something like God mode.
Okay, if there are no more questions, then please give a big hand to Pim and the team. Thank you so much. And a really cool detail that you put all the fruit, the paper fruit bags in banana boxes for me to take them. It was a nice detail. Thank you so much.